Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Lamed Gimel, in the Ohel Zvahadar edition, starting the fourth perek of the Maseches. Says the Mishnah, Amordich peiros Ma'aseh Sheni mimokom ha'yoyker lemokom ha'zoil. Someone takes fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni and is going from a place where it sells for more money, and he goes to a place where it sells for cheaper, or the opposite. Or mimokom ha'zoil lemokom ha'yoyker. He goes to a place where it sells for cheap, and he sells for more expensive, for more money. So the way he redeems it is for the amount, what it's worth in the place where he is right now. So if he went to from a place that the fruits could sell for $100, and now he could sell it, could be poided for $80, he does it for $80. If he went from $80 to $100, he goes now for $100, whatever it is right now, the value. Hamevi peiros min ha'goyim le'ir. Someone brings fruits from the goyim, from outside in the field, to the city. Kadeyayim min ha'gas le'ir. He brings barrels of wine from the gas where you press the wine to the city. Hashvach lasheni. In the city, the wine and the grain sell for more. So that extra value goes to Ma'aseh Sheni, meaning you sell for the higher value. V'yitzia mibeiso. He has to pay the expenses. So usually when you sell the Ma'aseh Sheni, when you redeem the Ma'aseh Sheni, you have to pay the expenses. But here you would say, maybe now that Ma'aseh Sheni is getting more, maybe I should deduct the expenses from Ma'aseh Sheni. Chiddushes, you don't say that. Continues the Mishnah, it says now, a kula in Ma'aseh Sheni. Poid in Ma'aseh Sheni, you can redeem Ma'aseh Sheni, b'shar ha'zoil, in the lower shar. Shar means different values that you could sell in one place. You always go with the lower value of Ma'aseh Sheni. You always redeem it for whatever the cheapest price you can get for these fruits. And the Mishnah explains, when you have a chivoni, you have a grocer, he buys the fruits for a certain amount, he sells it for more, that's his profit. You do the redemption of Ma'aseh Sheni based on the price that it costs the chivoni, not the price that he sells it. Based on the wholesaling price, not based on the grocer's price. Or when you go and you exchange money, when the shulchani, who's the banker, the money exchanger, he exchanged large amounts, he charged a seller, which is a big coin, for small coins. How much does he get for the small coins? Less than when people give him the small coins, and he gives them a Bitcoin, right? Always the money exchanger, his profit is in that way that he always pays less than what he gives. So poiret is when the shulchani sells a seller, how many prutus that he gets in exchange. Mitzarif is the opposite. When the shulchani gets a seller, how much prutus does he give to get the seller? So someone wants to exchange prutus for a seller, he takes this cheaper price, the one the banker pays for, not the one that he sells for. Sara means without a midol mishkol, means be'oimid, approximation. Don't do approximation. You have to do an exact measurement. Continues the Mishnah Amud Beis. It should dumb of you doing nivdol piyechod. If you know what the value is, everybody knows what it is. It's a measurement which is known in town. So one person can tell you, you go based on one person and say, oh, what is this value? And you rely on it. They chain them if you're doing, but people don't know the value. Nivdol pishloish, you need to have three people to value it. What's an example? Kegon ayayim shekises, the wine got a little spoiled, a little sour. Or peiros shekivu, and fruits that got spoiled. Umois sheichliu, or sheikliu, or sheichlidu, meaning coins that went bad and they're not valued the same way. Now this needs a little more of an expert opinion. You need three people for that. So the Gemara, Moich Peiros Ma'aseh Sheni v'chulei. Omar Avyani lo yom lo hamoylich habetchila osur. When you said you could take fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni, if you go from a more expensive place to a cheaper place, you can redeem for the cheaper value. That's been the evidence if someone already did it. But to go lichatchila and take the fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni from one place to another, something you should not do. Says the Gemara, Peiros Ma'aseh Sheni. That's only if the fruits are already Ma'aseh Sheni. Al Peiros Sheni tvulnu Ma'aseh Sheni afu lichatchila motor. If you're talking about fruits that you did not yet separate the Ma'aseh Sheni, it's still tevel. Then you can take the fruits wherever you want. It doesn't have the Kedusha Ma'aseh Sheni yet. So you're going to come and make the Ma'aseh Sheni wherever you are. You can go even from a place which is more expensive to more cheap, and then make a Ma'aseh Sheni, and then you can redeem it for the value there, even the Chatchila. So the more Ke'ador, like the following story, the Rebbe Avali Peirin Hocho, U Peirin Bekutnayon. He had fruits over here, and he had fruits in Kutnayon. Meaning he had fruits in Eretz Yisrael, and he had fruits in a place called Kudnayim, which is there, was cheaper. They have a called Masro de Ocho, Tamon. he would make Ma'aseh Sheni on the fruits that are here. He made the Ma'aseh Sheni there, meaning he was mafresh Ma'aseh Sheni in that place on the fruits that are here. And there you redeem it for whatever the value is there, which is a cheaper value. How could Rebbe do such a thing? Because the first stage was, when he went and made it into Ma'aseh, it was still Tevel. Then he made Ma'aseh Sheni there. There he made Ma'aseh Sheni. So when he made it to Ma'aseh Sheni, he was already in Mokom Hazor, so then he even could do that through this process, L'chatchila. And similarly, you could take the Tevel from one place to another and make the Ma'aseh Sheni over there and then redeem it for the cheaper price. Says more, Tani ben b'yoykev huzlu. This is clear. If it was expensive fruits in this place and then it went down in value, you redeem it based on the lower value. But if it was a lower value and went up in value, you still redeem it for the lower value. So the Gemara, Nicho b'yoykev huzlu, I understand. Right, you go based on what the value is right now. But if it was cheaper, it became more expensive. How can you redeem it for the original price? Right now it's more expensive. Says the Moshani, the answer is we're going to learn later that although when you do redemption you have to pay a choymish, choymish means you have to pay an extra 25% fine, but if you could do a haroma, you could trick it out, you're able to be nifter, you're able to get away from the choymish. So getting away from the choymish is something which is easy to do. In this case, the person is still paying the choymish. So he's saying it's good for Hegdish, we're going to go based on the lower value, but pay the chaymish. So within the chaymish, we're going to pay off the hegdish, pay off Ma'aseh Sheni, whatever it's missing for the more expensive value. So as the Primoish explains, we allow a person to use the lower shire, the lower value, so to encourage him to pay the chaymish. If you're going to tell him not to pay the more expensive one, he will not pay the chaymish. He'll do harom and get away from the chaymish. So here we're bringing a case that we're not going from a place which is cheaper to a place more expensive. In the same place itself, if there was a fluctuation in value, you go based on the cheaper rate. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Lamed Gimel.